Dear friends, welcome to this week's virtual Joshua. This week we have the incredible privilege to read Parshas Kedoshim, and the parsha itself is filled with so many overwhelming and incredible and dramatic ideas. But the truth is, I'm just going to focus on the first pasuk, because for me, it's hard to get past the first pasuk in that it's laden with so much power and profundity. Pasuk says, "Vaydaber shel Moshe lemar." Hashem said to Moshe, saying, "Dabra kaladas b'nei Yisrael v'amart aleihem, speak to the Jewish people and say unto them, Kedoshim tiyu, be holy. Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem." Ultimately, again, because I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am holy as well. On the most basic level, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, and this is such an uplifting message, is Hashem wants a relationship with us. But relationships require commonality. You know, to forge a meaningful relationship, you don't need to be the same as someone, right? A man and woman could forge a beautiful, loving, and harmonious, lasting marriage, even if they are dramatically different people. But there has to be a commonality. There does have to be some common denominator. There does have to be something that unites them in order to advance the relationship. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want a relationship with you. He wants a relationship with us. But he says, we have to establish a commonality. What's our common denominator? Obviously, I'm God, you're mortal man. So we're worlds apart, universes apart, right? Infinite amount apart. But I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am Kadosh. And so if you, my children, strive for Kiddusha, strive for holiness as well, that's our common denominator. That's our commonality. That's our joint platform. That's our glue. That's what brings us together and allows us to forge a meaningful and beautiful relationship. So now, we understand the need to establish a definition. What does it mean to be Kaddish? What does holiness mean? And suddenly now, this is no longer an academic exercise in procuring or securing a definition. This is about figuring out, at the end of the day, what do I need to do in order to establish a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if I'm Kaddish, and if you're Kaddish, then we could be together. So what is Kiddusha? And I want to share with you three different approaches, three different definitions that I think yield a three-pronged approach to creating a meaningful, loving, and passionate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So approach number one is Rashi. And Rashi says something amazing. Rashi says, Kiddushim to you. What's the definition of Kiddusha? Rashi says, have a prushim in arayos. Distance yourself from immorality. Distance yourself from immorality. Now, what's incredible about Rashi's definition is, without Rashi, I would have thought that kedoshim tiyu means something active. In order to become kadosh, I must do, I don't know, fill in the blank, keep Shabbos, keep kashrus, taras ha-mishpacha, give tzedakah, I don't know, whatever it is. And by the way, of course, that's all true, but yet, that's not how Rashi defines kedusha. Rashi says, Kiddushim Tiyu means stay away from immorality. Avoid sexual immorality. Avoid the decay and decadence that sometimes marks society and stay away from it. And if you could distance yourself from it, then you'll be Kaddish. And Rashi's teaching us such an incredible yisod. Kiddusha is not something you have to acquire. We all possess innate holiness. We possess innate kiddusha. It makes perfect sense. Like the Baal HaTanya says, we possess a neshama. And what's the neshama? What's the soul? It's a chelek eloka mima'al mamish. It's a spark. It's a piece of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't have to acquire kiddusha. Kiddusha, by definition, is inside of me. What's my avoda? Don't mess it up. Don't mess it up. The kiddusha is there. The holiness is there. Don't get in its way. I shouldn't allow myself to be pulled in by the wants, by the desires of life. Because if I do so, then I undermine my kiddusha. So why dafke immorality? We understand it. A person, you know, maintaining a moral life and avoidance of immorality is one of the most difficult things that we all struggle with in different ways. Whether it's behaviors we engage in or things that we look at, it's an overwhelming nisan, overwhelming challenge, especially in the times in which we live. But what Rashi is saying is, when a person allows themselves to fall into an indecent and immoral lifestyle, then life becomes all about the pursuit of personal pleasure. Life becomes all about just satisfaction of my wants, of my desires. If that's what life becomes, then there's no room for anyone or anything else. There's no room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no room for my people, there's no room for anything. So by definition, Rashi says that if I fall into arayos, if I fall into immorality, then by definition, life just becomes about me. It's all about pleasing me, pleasuring. That's all it is. And as such, you are distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi tells us something amazing. If you want Kiddusha, avoid the things that will distance you from the Ribono Shel Olam. Specifically, arayos. So specifically, immorality. But the truth is, it's not just immorality. It's identifying any of those things that get in the way of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, if you think about it. So again, Rashi's highlighting this yesod, and what a beautiful insight. We spend so much time thinking that I have to find kiddush, I have to find holiness, as almost as if we assume about ourselves that I'm unholy, right? My default status is unholy, or at best, parif. I'm neither holy nor unholy. I'm the tabula rasa. I'm the blank slate. I'm nothing. I'm not nothing. But in other words, I'm not holy or unholy. Nothing. And I have to check. It's not true. My default factory settings on myself is I am holy. I am Kaddish. That is the default. Rashi says, just don't get in your own way. Just separate yourself from the immorality, because immorality specifically has the ability to pave the way towards a hedonistic, self-centered lifestyle, which is only focused on pleasure of the self. That's how you undo your Kiddusha. Avoid that, and the Kiddusha will almost actualize by itself. The Ramban, Nachmanides, and again, I think an idea very similar to Rashi, but the Ramban uses the Lashon of, he says, Sheniye Purushim Min Hamosaros. So ultimately, again, so the Ramban says that Ramban's approach is separate yourself from excess. The Ramban goes through many different examples, right? Many different examples of how a person could be what he calls a novel b'shus hatar. A person could be a glutton who lives in conformance with the law, a legal glutton. It's possible to abuse things that are permitted and thereby create a lifestyle of gluttony, but yet I'm living within the confines of the law. So again, the Ramban gives many different examples. You know, a person could eat meat and drink wine 3 meals a day. Is it a good idea? I don't mean for your cholesterol, but like, is it a good idea? No, why? Because it creates a certain gluttonous approach to life. And the Ramban says, the Ramban understands that Kiddusha comes from moderation. Kiddusha ultimately, again, comes from taking that even which is permitted and living life in a more moderated fashion. But I was very struck by this lashon of Prushim Min HaMosaros. So Mosaros could either mean, again, it really means excess, like Yeser, Yoser, Mutter is permitted, but more. I think what the Ramban is saying like this, and I think the Ramban could even be building on Rashi. Mosaros means, a lot of times in life, I'm schlepping around extra stuff. There's extra stuff in my life that I don't need. Now, it could be excess materialism, but I think that for many of us, there are things that we do in life that may not be illegal, right? They may not be usser, they may not be tummy, they may not be treif, but they're not good. Or I should say better, they're not helpful. They're not helpful. You know, it's almost like, to give you like the mashal, you know, it's an interesting exercise in life. You know, if you're going away on vacation, right, the person's traveling somewhere, or a trip, so you know, it's interesting. If you're taking luggage, so okay, you put in whatever you want in the luggage. If you say to yourself, you know what, I'm only taking a carry-on. This trip, it's a short trip, I'm only taking a carry-on. So then what happens if you're only taking a carry-on? You have to be so incredibly disciplined about what you're taking and what you're not taking. Normally I would take, whatever, 3 pairs of pants, right? 4 shirts. You know what, I probably only need 2 pairs of pants. If you're a bacher, maybe 1 pair of pants. You know, I really only need, you know, I need I was gonna take all of this, all that, but now it's in the carry-on, it's much more constricted space. It's an incredible thing. So suddenly you realize, like, when you have to pare down, suddenly there's like a lot of excess that I don't need. It's an incredible metaphor for life. The Ramban says, Kiddusha comes from identifying the stuff that you don't need. The stuff that is taking up space. The stuff that is holding you back. It may not be usser. It may not be illegal. It may not be tame. It may not be treif. But it's not helping you get to where you need to get to. What's the stuff that's slowing you down? What's the stuff that's holding you back? What's the stuff that if you were only given a carry-on to take with you for the rest of the journey of life, what's the stuff you would pack in and what's the stuff you would leave out on the side? The stuff you would put in your carry-on, that's the stuff you should be taking with you in life. The stuff that if you had to choose, you'd leave it behind, that's the most saros. That's the extra. Chevra, we all have this. We all have this. Whether it's habits that we have, and then again, we're not talking about usher right now, but just like habits that I have, things that I do, maybe ways that I talk, ways that I behave, certain manners in which I conduct myself, certain feelings that I have towards other people, that again, they're not illegal. I'm not committing an avera, but it's mosaros. It's extra. It's extra. And because it's extra, it's just slowing me down. And because it's slowing me down, it's getting in the way of my kedusha. It's creating almost like interference. You know, when you have too much luggage, you have too much baggage, you can't get where you need to get to in the amount of time that you have allowed in order to get to that destination. You gotta offload. Prushim min hamosaros. Identify the stuff in life that you just don't need. You just don't need. And let go of it. And lastly, the way to find kedusha, I think, is in the pasuk itself. Daber al kol hadas b'nei Yisrael v'amart aleihem kedoshim tihyu. Maybe it's a cause and effect. Speak to hadas b'nei Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, get everyone together. Leich kinosas kol hayehudim. Get everyone together. And when everyone is together, v'amart aleihem kedoshim tihyu. When we are together, when there is achdus, when we are biyachad, that's when there is kiddusha. The act of being together, the power of klal Yisrael. Do you understand what happens when there's achdus? When there's achdus, it means that not only do we physically stand together, but our neshamas are co-joined as well. Our neshamas feed off one another in a positive, beautiful, holy way. When there is achdus, by definition, there is kiddusha. You know, we speak about Achdus so often, and especially since October 7th, we speak about Achdus even so much more. And Achdus, we speak about, we extol the beauty of Achdus, we extol the, right, the profundity, and you know, why is Achdus so great? So on one hand, you can say Achdus is so great because there's no fighting, and the absence of Machlokis is beautiful, and that is absolutely true, but it's so much more. Achdus opens up a new world of kiddusha. The moment that there is Achdus is the moment that there is an actualization of kedoshim tihyu. It's a cause and effect. Daber al kol hadas b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem. Everyone's together, kedoshim tihyu. You're holy. When there is achdus, the byproduct of achdus ultimately again is kedusha. And it is of utmost importance that each of us do our part in order to go ahead and maintain kedusha. You know, I'll tell you, I had the opportunity this past week. I have to give a special hakaras hatov to my good friend, Rabbi Yisrael Motzin, who's one of the Rabbanim HaChashuvim here in Baltimore. And he invited me to come down to the Hillel at Johns Hopkins University. Two blocks down from the Hillel, there's a pro-Hamas, a pro-terrorism encampment. And he said, let's go down. He got a couple of community members to come down and to just give chizuk, to the kids, that they should feel that they're not alone. And it was incredible. As one could imagine, like any college Hillel, it was a spectrum of Klal Yisrael. Again, Minakotza, from one end to the other. And you know, it struck me. So this Hillel is maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes from my house. And the truth is, you know, these are beautiful neshamas who are there. I've been in Baltimore 20 years. Maybe I've been down there a handful of times, but never tried to organize a Shabbos, never invited anyone for Shabbos, never just popped my head in, hey, Chevra, you know, I'm a Rav in town just a couple of miles away, just wanted to see if there's anything I could do. So tragedy and adversity and anti-Semitism and war has a way of bringing us together. And that's one of the positive byproducts. Our Rav is to keep perpetuating. And as I stood in that Hillel with, again, such a diverse population, it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. It was so beautiful just to be with my people, just to be with Jews, who, to be honest, very often in my normal everyday, I wouldn't necessarily be interacting with. The Achdus was palpable. The Achdus was beautiful. And the Achdus was so incredibly special. And so, well, so if we bring this all together, it turns out that in one simple pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us four lessons. Lesson number one, Hashem tells us, I want relationship with you. I want relationship. But to have relationship, there has to be commonality. I'm Kaddish, so therefore I need you to be Kaddish. Lesson number two. Kiddusha comes from maintaining our morality. And especially in a society which is so often overwhelmed by a tidal wave of decadence, there's so much craziness, especially in the world of morality, or I should say, there's so much craziness, especially with all of the immorality. And it is so easy to buy into the trends. And it is so easy to buy into all of the different things that society says, oh, it should be like this, it should be like that. And we have to stay strong and recognize it doesn't make a difference if society thinks morality changes. It doesn't. And furthermore, society doesn't dictate what morality is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Only the Ribono Shalom does. And we, when we maintain our moral high ground, specifically in the area of sexual morality, that's where there is Kiddusha. Lesson number one. Number two, the Ramban. Identify the things that you don't need. Identify the things that you would not put in your carry-on and let them go. And let them go. And you will find that once you let them go and you pack lighter for the journey in life, suddenly the wave of Kiddusha begins to fill up your neshama, begins to fill up your life, begins to fill up your soul. And lesson number three, Achdus. Let's just be together. Let's, even when this war is over, and even when everything goes back to what it was, it can never go back to what it was. We have to work on Achdus. Achdus requires work. Achdus requires effort. It's a lot of work to get along with all kinds of Jews, because Jews are sometimes difficult. And we are sometimes really difficult, and sometimes exceptionally difficult. And we disagree on a myriad of different things, and legitimate disagreements. But with all of that, where there is Dabra al-Kala Das B'nei Yisrael v'Amartalem, when we stand together, there is automatic wave of Kiddusha which sweeps over us. We should be Zochei Meretz Hashem to internalize these three lessons. And in doing so, in Meretz Hashem, establish our common language with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, grow closer to one another, grow closer to ourselves, and in Meretz Hashem, grow closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. I'm wishing everyone a good night of Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.